AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The Hard Shoulder, with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, learner drivers who've had a learner permit for 4 years will have to take a practical driving test before renewing their permit under new regulations that will be introduced from next year, thus closing an 11-year loophole. Geraldine Herbert is a motoring editor and columnist with the Sunday Independent, and she joins me now. So, Geraldine, we have, I think, in the past turned a bit of a blind eye to learner drivers, but that does seem to be changing. What's proposed here?
Yeah, so currently as it stands, Ciara, when you get to your you've had two learner permits, you're renewing your third one, you have to have applied for a driving test or have unsuccessfully sat one. But it's the applied issue. So you literally had just up to now just needed a date. And once you had a date for your driving test, you could renew your license and you could keep doing this. But there was no stipulation that you actually had to sit the test. So you could cancel the test once you had renewed your driving license. And as a result, there are people on the road who've had multiple learner permits. And actually, the RSA had figures today. There's actually 14 individuals in the country who have had 30 or more learner permits.
Sorry, say that again?
I know, it's astounding. I had to read it twice. There are 14 individuals who currently are on their 30th or more learner permit. Now, there's also 1,800 who are on their 20th to 30th permit, and over 22,000 people are on their 10th to 20th learner permit.
Okay. That's kind of eye-watering, to be fair, Geraldine. There's 63,000 learners, just to throw a few more figures out there, who have renewed their car permits three or more time. So big changes coming for them, first and foremost. What does that look like?
Yeah, so I mean, look, in fairness now, what we're talking about is this being introduced in November 2026, right? So if you have got to the stage where you have been driving for 4 years, this is when it's going to impact you. So really, it's just to focus the mind and make people sit a test at that point. Remember, it's the onus is not on you to pass it. It's just to make sure you've actually sat one. Because as I said, we have people at the moment who are just evading ever sitting a test. And I suppose it is just about, I suppose, stressing the importance. A learner permit is a permit. It's a temporary thing. It is not supposed to be a long-term thing. The idea is you move from that to a full license. So you do need to sit a test to do that. And that's what this is about. So those people have a year now to get their head around the fact that they have to sit a test.
But after 7 years, the learner has to go through the entire process again, including the theory test, the compulsory driving lessons, and taking that practical driving lesson. So is that going to apply to all of those people who perhaps have never sat a test from November of next year?
So from November of next year, if you're 7 years on a learner permit without sitting a test, this is going to impact you. You are going to have to go back to square one. And I mean, the big thing with that, Ciara, is it's a costly thing to do, to have to learn to drive all over again. Mm-hmm. And it's a time consuming thing. So it'll be interesting to see what the impact of this will be. Again, you know, there's 12 months to consider this. But definitely, I mean, if this should focus the mind and make people realise, do you know what, if I want to continue on the road, I have to sit a test. There's no doubt about that.
But it's going to be very terrifying for a lot of those people who clearly have been very reluctant to sit a test, even if they've been on a permit for 60 years.
Yeah, and I mean, I think there's a number of things that we have to look at. It's not purely a numbers game. We have to ask ourselves, first of all, why are so many people not sitting the test? Why are so many people failing the test as well? Because the average pass rate is about 53%. So what supports are needed there to get higher pass rates and to get people, encourage people to sit the test and to pass the test? And one of the biggest issues we have here is people just don't have access to people to sit with them and get the experience they need. We know you can't drive on the road unaccompanied. You have to have somebody with you. But that's not always possible for a lot of people. And the 12 lessons that are mandatory are only, they're only just a guide, really. Okay. They're only just to equip you with the, you know, the key skills. You need the practice and they're obviously just not getting it.
Okay, really big changes. Thank you for bringing us up to date on that, Geraldine.
The Hard Shoulder,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.